know, you think about it, how many deaths have we died throughout our lives, right? Deaths. You think there's only one death, your physical death, right? But how often throughout life do things die, fall away, seem bleak, seem to be the end? How much sorrow, how much grief have we all experienced? Tragedy. But the resurrected King resurrects all of those people and all of those circumstances and makes it into something miraculous. That's what Jesus does. That's what God does. And we're going to go to the book of Matthew this morning. We're going to begin really at Matthew 27. And this is actually right at the crucifixion. It's an interesting part of Scripture that comes here. And then we're gonna jump over to the book of John, even though the Bible says Matthew 28. I think that had something to do with sunrise service. But anyway, we're going to go to John 20 later because there's two parts of this story this morning. We know that Jesus resurrected from the dead, right? We know and believe and trust that. We believe in that. And if Jesus resurrected himself, and in the New Testament, it also says later, Paul talks about he was the first resurrected, and then many others were resurrected after that. But it's kind of interesting because Paul probably didn't know about Lazarus. Remember Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? Remember Lazarus, right, in John 11, right? So Jesus was resurrecting people and resurrecting lives since the time he came on the earth, since when he was ministering. He raised people up from situations of their lives. He took them from rejection. He took them from sorrow. He took them from loneliness. He took them from being cast out and cast away and rejected. He took them away from illness and even death. He resurrected people's lives throughout his ministry. So this was nothing new for Jesus, right? And the fact that when he died, what do you suppose he was expecting to happen to him? He was going to be resurrected. He knew that. Now, the disciples, not so much. Mary Magdalene and the women that went to the tomb, not so much. Some of you, not so much. In your own life sometimes, right? Sometimes some of you think all is lost, all is gone. But see, we still serve a risen Savior. We still serve a resurrecting God. God will resurrect you into a new life. And sometimes God takes us out of one situation and puts us into a different situation that's actually a resurrection for us, but we don't always call it that. But it's something new in a spiritual way for us, isn't it? So we're going to go to Matthew chapter 27. And I'm going to begin at verse 45. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was fully human, fully human. We have also prayed that or said that, maybe not in those exact words, right? When things go wrong, when things are problematic, when trouble comes, when death comes upon someone we love, or the death of some situation in a life. Why have you forsaken me, God? It's a human response, isn't it? Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet Elijah. One of them ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, holding it up to him on a stick so he could drink. But the rest said, leave him alone. Let's see whether Elijah will come and save him. This is, even at the cross, he was being mocked and made fun of. Then Jesus shouted out again and gave up his spirit. At that moment, the very moment Jesus gave up his spirit, remember he said he was going to loose the Holy Spirit, he's going to send the Holy Spirit. Remember he said that in the book of John? Yes, you remember. And he's going to send the Holy Spirit. It would happen when he died because he was human at that point, right? In order for the Holy Spirit to come out of him, he had to die of humanness, which we all have to die to humanness. We all have to die to self, and the spirit can be set free. And so when he dies, his spirit is set free. God's power is set free once and for all time. At that moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Remember that curtain that was the veil between the people and God? Torn in two right then and there. No one was ever going to be ever again separated from God. Isn't that good news today? You're never separated from God's love. Romans 8. Go on. That's another sermon. All right. Now watch this. The earth shook. Rocks split apart and tombs opened. What? When he died, rocks split apart and tombs of what? Dead people, right? All the tombs, if you understand in Israel, how they many tombs were there in cut into the mountains. There are holes in the mountains. And that's where bodies were. So right outside of Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified, on that mountaintop, below him were all these tombs. Isn't it just significant that God would kill Jesus and cause Jesus to die for our sins right at the place where dead people are? That's something, isn't it? Why? Oh, let's keep reading. And tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. I'll read that again. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead after Jesus' resurrection. So here's what happens, right? The tombs were opened, right? The people inside the tombs were still what? Dead. Until when? Jesus was resurrected. And when he was resurrected this very day, what we call Easter, the resurrection day, it's resurrection day. This is today, resurrection day. This is the day, listen, this is the day Jesus was resurrected, and so were all of those dead people in those tombs. So listen, if you're dead inside in any way, shape, or form, if dreams of yours have died, if relationships have died, if people have rejected you, if you feel dead in the spirit sometimes and you feel hopeless and you feel depressed and you feel down and you feel as though life has ended, if you've been in grief for so long, you're sitting in that darkness just covered like a blanket in grief. Today is the day the tomb has already been opened, and today is resurrection day, and guess what? You can be resurrected today. It's resurrection day. In John 11, when Jesus spoke, he said, "Lazarus, come out." Remember that? Lazarus, come out. And the reason he said Lazarus, because if he had said come out, all the people in all the tombs where Lazarus was buried, they were to come out too. But see, that was a Lazarus moment with God and Jesus Christ. Each and every one of you can have a Lazarus moment. You might in your own time have a Lazarus moment where something seems dead, something seems lost, something seems hopeless, where you're stuck somewhere. And then Jesus calls you out and says, come out of that tomb. And as the song we sang this morning says, what happened when you get called out of the tomb? I ran out of that tomb. So you guys need to become runners. Not necessarily marathon runners. That's okay. We don't want any shin splints and stuff like that. However, what we do want is this for you. You're being called out of the darkness into the light. You're being called out of a place of sorrow and grief and shame and doubt and fear and loneliness and all those things that plague all of us humans. And you're called into a light of a resurrecting life and a resurrected life. Because once you're alive again, what happens? You stay alive, don't you? And when you're alive in Christ, no matter what comes your way, you stay alive, don't you? You keep having faith and trust in God that God's going to keep you going forward. They left the cemetery. You know, some of us need to leave our cemeteries. And I'm not just talking about burial places and all, you know, funeral home places and things of that nature. I'm talking about things that need to be dead in our lives. We need to leave it. We need to leave shame. We need to leave guilt. We need to leave oppression and depression. We need to leave, you know, the things that we think were not good enough, those belief systems and that dysfunctional mess that we might have grown up with, which is nothing but a pack of lies. We need to step out of that place of darkness into God's marvelous light. Yes, yes. They left the cemetery, went into the holy city of Jerusalem, and appeared to many people. So what do you suppose you're going to do today, church? Listen, if this morning, I don't know who you are, or where you are, or what you're going through, but, you know, we come here on an Easter Sunday, we all celebrate about Jesus rising from the dead, and we go, wow, Jesus is awesome, yeah, 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 we get that, right? We're like, well, you have an awesome God, right? And then we sometimes don't live a very resurrected, life-filled life is what I'm trying to say, all right? We go on about the same old, no, 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 no. When you have been resurrected into a new life, do you think Lazarus was any different when he came out of that tomb? I got a feeling, yes. And so these people that rose from the dead, they went into Jerusalem and they appeared to many people. Just imagine that, right? I mean, think of it. I hope and pray that happens today. I really do. I hope and pray, not that you go to Jerusalem necessarily, but those of you in this room today listening to this message from God, you might have been dead at one time before now. Could have even been 10 minutes ago. But right now, the Word of God is saying you have been resurrected. And to come out of your tomb, God is calling you out of your tomb into a new life, a resurrected life. And then when you are resurrected and you go, whoo, man, I feel better. You ever had, you know, anybody ever feel any pain or anything ever? Okay. You know, anybody have injuries of some type or a cold or flu or all kinds of medical problems, right? So you kind of relate to that. So, and then you feel better, right? You start to feel better when it starts to subside. And suddenly you go, wow. I don't have that ache in my back anymore. Where'd it go? Wow, I feel pretty good. I can dance again. Whoa, look at me. Woo, I feel good. Wow. I couldn't bend down and touch my toes before this. Right? Now, some of you may not want to do that. I get that. But here's the thing. You feel different, don't you, when you've been resurrected? Don't you? When when something has changed for the better? Yes, you do. And then, see, what the scriptures are telling us this morning, go tell people about that. I'm just trying to imagine, you know, all the folks who were there from Passover in Jerusalem, they watched the crucifixion and heard of it and all that thing that happened 3 days ago, right? And they're still in Jerusalem celebrating the Passover, right? They long forgot about Jesus. I mean, that was like, next thing, right? And all of a sudden, here comes all these people that used to be dead. Hey, I'm back. Hello. Woo-hoo. Here I am. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Hello. Hello. Oh. Whoa. Don't get near me. Don't touch me. All right. That's a literal thing you're thinking about. But for each and every one of you who have already been resurrected before this time, when you show evidence to others, hey, I once was lost, now I'm found. I once was blind, now I see. I once was sad and down, and now God lifted that off of me. You show others, you prove to others that our God is alive and well and continuing to bring new life to others. By you showing, I've been made new. I'm different. Really? Yeah, I really am. And then you show it by your actions, by your love, by how you live, right? By the smile on your face, by this, things might still come against you, but you know what? My God will get me through this. I still love my God, and it resurrect me again. I don't know how many resurrections we can all have in our life journey. A lot. For anybody that's ever felt overwhelmed and thing after thing after thing after thing has come, I've been a pastor here a long time. I've seen it over and over again. I watch people go through devastating things, and then I watch them rise. God's always at work in that. God's always at work. Turn to John 20 with me. John chapter 20. Early Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They've taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I don't know where they have put him." Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. The body wasn't there. Immediately, fear overtook her again. She watched Jesus die on the cross. She thought they stole Jesus' body, the man she loved, the God that she worshiped, the God who changed her. She was frightened and afraid. Peter and the other disciple ran to the tomb to see. The other disciple outran Peter and got there first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying to the side. Then the other disciple also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they hadn't realized that the scriptures said he would rise from the dead. Don't you love the disciples? Was it just the scriptures that said Jesus would rise from the dead? I think Jesus kind of mentioned it briefly. Do we often say to you, God will see you through? You're going to be okay. You'll make it, right? And you go, yeah. And then when something happens, you go, oh! Oh, that was just me, I guess. Okay. And then God steps in and you go, oh, yeah, look what God did. God always steps in. Then they went home. They were puzzled too, I'm sure. What did they do with this body? Now, they didn't have a church at this time, but had they had a church, just imagine, the disciples are up in that same upper room hiding from, can you just imagine, like, you're looking for Jesus' body, you had to have a meeting and talk about it and figure it out and get a GPS. And so we try to figure things out in life, don't we? When God's already said, I'm going to rise from the dead 3 days from now. God's word is always true, and it's true for you and for me. When Jesus said, I came to give you eternal life, that means you have it. Never forget that. Moving right along. Mary was outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels sitting at the head and foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. Why are you crying? The angels asked her. Because they've taken away my Lord, she replied, and I don't know where they have put him. She glanced over her shoulder and saw someone standing behind her. It was Jesus. But she didn't recognize him. Why are you crying? Jesus asked. Who are you looking for? She thought he was the gardener. Sir, she said, if you've taken him away, tell me where you have put him and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. She turned toward him and exclaimed, Teacher, Rabbi, Savior. When he called her by name, Mary, her eyes were opened, right? When you're going through a difficult time, when you're going through anything, and in that alone time when you're afraid or puzzled or worried or you wonder what the heck the next step is going to be in your life and you have no idea what it's going to be, God's going to call your name. And then you're going to recognize, God's with me. God's got this. Everything is going to be okay. We will make it through with God's help. And you're going to recognize that that's God's very voice speaking to you. Sometimes it's a still small voice. Sometimes it's a shout. And sometimes it's just a feeling you have. And you know, I'm okay. God's got this. God's here. Mary had that experience on Resurrection Sunday. Don't cling to me, he said. I haven't ascended to the Father yet, but go find my brothers and tell them I'm ascending to my Father, your Father, my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. Then she gave them the message. So we got a couple of stories here, right? We know Jesus rose from the dead. When he died, his spirit was loosed. People that were in tombs, the day he resurrected, they resurrected too. And then when Mary went looking for Jesus, she thought, he's gone. All hope is gone. My God is gone. But Jesus calls her by name. And all that was before that moment faded away. And she was face to face with God and lived. Face to face with God and lived. And then she goes and tells the disciples, my God, your God, our God is alive. So it's a great story. I love telling this story. I tell it every year. It's an easy story to tell. It's in all four Gospels. But see, I'm not up here to tell you stories. I'm here to help you understand that you and I and all people have been forgiven first and foremost because of Jesus dying on the cross. You are forgiven. If you've been entombed at all because Jesus rose from the dead, you rose again too in that very moment. And when you go forward from this place, show people that you have a resurrected life. Let all the things of the past fade away. Let all the things that used to be a part of you, just like Jesus left the linen cloths behind, we all need to leave stuff behind out of our lives, don't we? The way we used to think, the way we used to believe, the way we used to be in fear or doubt or worry, whatever the heck we have going on, humanly speaking, once we've been resurrected to a new life, our new life is in Christ. Do you think Jesus was ever afraid? No. He went to the cross. He took those steps to do that, knowing full well what would happen to him, that he would rise again. See, he didn't focus on dying. He focused on rising again. When you focus on rising again throughout your life, things and your perspective changes, doesn't it? And I pray this morning, because it's Resurrection Day, each of you and every one of you, if you're hearing this, live as though you are alive. Alive and thriving. Once you were dead, and let yourself die, let it go. Just leave the self in the tomb. And Jesus Christ is calling you by name. Come out of your tomb into the light and live a life of fullness and abundance and joy. And go tell others about it. Jesus changed my life. I'm not one usually to tell you all my sordid past or all of the dysfunction I lived in and all the hell I went through as a child and a young adult. I tell you that because that's not who I am now. Did I have pain? Yes. Did I have sorrow? Yes. Was I abused? Yes. Was there steroids on our dysfunction? Yes. Can I teach you how to be dysfunctional? Yes. I am a master at it. I was. But the day I accepted Jesus Christ and was baptized on Easter Sunday, 1984, I was born again. Not of the earthly way, not of the human way, but of the Spirit. And that young woman today who was baptized in Gulfport has a new life too. And see, for those of you that have never been baptized, I offer that to you at any moment of any given time. Whether it's 20 degrees in the water or 100 degrees in the water, or if it's just here where we take water and sprinkle it on you, you can have a new life in Christ. You wash that old self away, and the new is risen. But beyond that, even if you're not baptized that way, it's Resurrection Day. If you're entombed, today it's Resurrection Day. Listen, if you got something going on in your life that you need to have changed, it's Resurrection Day. If something has died in your life and you think it's gone forever, it's Resurrection Day. If you need a new way to live and be and thrive and love and all that and all that and all that and all that and all that, it's Resurrection Day. I often wonder, if Jesus called Lazarus out, what would have happened if he didn't come out of the tomb? That would have been like, argh. So I get, here's what I'm just saying it to you. I don't know all your names, but God does. It's Resurrection Day. If you've been entombed by any way, shape, or form, guess what? It's Resurrection Day. You can come out of the tomb. It would be perfectly okay. In fact, it's up to you to come out of the tomb, is it not? But the power of God is trying to draw you out, pull you out, prod you out, beg you to come out, tell you to come out. Please come out. Because God, through Jesus Christ, wants you to have a resurrected life and be at peace and find joy and live your life to the very fullest. Ready to be resurrected? The resurrected King has resurrected me, 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 me. Let's go tell others about that as well. Amen? Amen.